Final thoughts. We asked each artist a few questions about their collaboration together. What was your favorite part of the collaboration? Ancassa said he liked painting with Richard, as Richard also played music just like he did, so they could both do this together and have fun. Richard said, meeting online and sharing what we've been doing outside of the sessions has been my favorite thing. However, I have really enjoyed how much it has pushed me personally. Seeing how quick and effortless Ancassa's process has been throughout was a good reminder to get stuck in and enjoy creating work. I've produced a surprising amount of work, for me, with some of it bigger and more complex than I have made before. Can you describe the other person in just 3 words? Ancassa on Richard, bike, kind, Melukas, painting, music, music. Richard on Ancassa, joyful, confident, satisfying. Richard spoke of what he made during the collaboration. With all of them, I didn't want to overthink what I was making, being very responsive to what Ancassa was doing and letting things just naturally come out. Richard on what he hopes audiences get from seeing his work. A moment. As Ancassa is a man of few words, we asked his mother and support studio staff a couple of questions. Has anything been a real surprise for you during the collaboration? It's a surprise for us that a long-distance virtual art collaboration is possible, and that beautiful, unique art can be created in this way. In this project, Ancassa drew on a very large medium, and it's something he did for the first time. We had a lot of exciting experiences while working on this project. We didn't expect that both Richard and Jennifer would be so friendly. For others potentially doing the peer-to-peer collaborations in the future, what would be your advice to them? Just have fun while working on the project. Closing parenthesis.